Good morning. You are watching the Daily Morning Note. I'm your host, Rashan Gidwani, and it's Wednesday, the 9th of November, 2022. The Straits Times Index edged up 0.1% or 4.52 points on Tuesday to finish at 3,145.83 points. The top performer among the STI constituents was Capital Land Investment, which rose 3.4% or 0.11 Singapore dollars to close at 3.35 Singapore dollars. Prime U.S. REITs distributable income for the third quarter ended September 30th fell 4% to $19.2 million from a year ago, following a 6.1% decrease in net property income to 24.2 million Singapore dollars. NPI slid amid year-on-year occupancy declines, said the manager. Phillip Security research analyst Darren Chan comments that despite lower NPI in the third quarter of 2022 year-on-year, occupancy for prime U.S. REIT remained stable, with strong leasing momentum and high rental reversions for the quarter. On the capital management front, 83% of debts are hedged or on fixed rate with no refinancing obligations till July 2024. We maintain our buy recommendation with an unchanged target price of $0.88. OKH Global said on Tuesday that it will sell an industrial building in Taicang to Chip Eng Sang Corporation for 35 million Singapore dollars. OHK launched a public tender in July for the sale of the property located at 12 Taicang Link, which closed on September 5th. The manager of First Real Estate Investment Trust reported on Tuesday a distribution per unit of 0.0066 Singapore dollars for the third quarter ended September, up slightly from the 0.0065 Singapore dollars in the year-ago period. The quarterly DPU of 0.0066 Singapore dollars has been unchanged since the fourth quarter of 2021, and total DPU for the first 9 months of 2022 stood at 0.0198 Singapore dollars, up 1.5% from the corresponding period a year earlier. Wall Street stocks rose for a third straight session on Tuesday as the U.S. midterm elections dominated attention ahead of key economic data later in the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished with an increase of 1% at 33,160.83. The broad-based S&P 500 rose 0.6% to 3,828.11, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index advanced 0.5% to 10,616.20. Novavax Inc. cut its full-year revenue forecast on Tuesday for the second time in 3 months. The company now expects annual revenue to be near the low end of its prior forecast range of between $2 billion and $2.3 billion. A global supply glut in COVID-19 vaccine and waning demand has hurt sales. Novavax has already halved its full-year revenue forecast in August as it did not expect further sales of its COVID-19 shot this year in the United States. AMC is contending with a massive debt load, dilution of its stock, and a film release schedule short on blockbusters. For the period ended September 30th, the company's net loss increased slightly from a year ago to $226.9, or 22 cents per share. The company's stock was down nearly 4% in after-hours trading, despite the reported revenue of $968 million. Tesla is recalling just over 40,000 2017 to 2021 Model S and Model X vehicles that may experience a loss of power steering assist when driving on rough roads or after hitting a pothole. The Texas-based electric vehicle manufacturer has released an over-the-air software update to recalibrate the system after it began rolling out an update on October 11th to better detect unexpected steering assist torque. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings Limited beat Wall Street revenue estimates on Tuesday as travel demand bounced back following easing of COVID-related protocols. The Miami, Florida-based cruise operator also reported a smaller-than-expected loss, sending its shares up about 3% in pre-market trading. Disney fell short of expectations for profit and key revenue segments during the fiscal fourth quarter Tuesday and warned strong streaming growth for its Disney Plus platform may taper going forward. The company's quarterly results missed Wall Street expectations on the top and bottom lines, as both its parks and media divisions underperformed estimates. In the recommendation section, analyst Zane Awe has a technical sell on Tesla with a sell price of $197.08 and a stop loss of $223.80. You can take profit at $154.65. That's all for today. For financial news, tune in weekdays at 8:30 a.m. live on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you for watching the Daily Morning Note. Please like and subscribe for more. See you again and have a great day.